In October, Mount St. Helens awoke from a long slumber, belching clouds of steam and ash over southern Washington. There haven't been any more eruptions of ash since then, but the volcano remains active. Inside the crater, an impressive new lava dome has sprouted, and it's growing at the rate of a dump truck load every second. Lee Garnett of Oregon Public Broadcasting spoke to scientists monitoring the volcano to find out what lies ahead.
On a rare, sunny winter day in the Northwest, Mount St. Helens glistens with a fresh blanket of snow. Puffs of steam blend with a few clouds rising above its peak. The jagged rim was created by the gigantic explosion of 1980. U.S. geologist John Pallister's just returned from a helicopter flight over the crater.
The public has the impression that St. Helens' eruption is ended. Well, far from it.
Pallister had hoped to scoop up samples of new lava, but it was too windy in the crater for his helicopter to get close enough. But he got a good view of the action. Molten rock, known as magma, moves its way to the surface of the mountain where it flows out as thick, slow-moving lava and hardens into a dome.
So there's still magma welling up, pushing out in the north, and it's basically, it ran into the south crater wall and now it seems to be backing up like your sewer might back up and pushing out on the north end. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. It's a fascinating place.
The new lava dome is already taller than the old lava dome in St. Helens Crater. So far, the new magma does not contain gases associated with volcanic explosions. This suggests that it may not be as volatile as in 1980. Most of the monitoring of the volcano actually takes place in an office at the Cascade Volcano Observatory in Vancouver, Washington.
It's been so busy, so you don't even have time to clean the office once in a while.
Pallister's cohort, Michael Poland, sweeps paperwork off his desk to make room for his laptop computer. He's animating still photographs of St. Helens Crater that show the new lava dome bursting above the surface.
Let me slow the speed down a bit. And I'll go through a sequence of images. I think December 23rd is the most recent one I've got so far. So you'll be able to watch this push itself right out of the ground. We call it the whale back because it looks like a whale that's breaching the surface.
It even looks like the whale is spouting as steam rises from the dome. But Poland says these computer images belie the scale of the huge tectonic activity in the crater.
It's hit the south crater wall, so now it's starting to spread laterally. And it's at this rate, it will fill up that space in a matter of months.
The concern is, will this slow-motion eruption eventually overflow St. Helens Crater? If it does, that is likely to trigger dangerous volcanic mudslides called lahars. Geologists do not expect any potential landslides to be as powerful as those triggered in 1980 when the top of the mountain blew off, but Poland says there is a possibility, though remote, of another explosive eruption.
We've been working with the hypothesis that it's magma that was degassed during the big explosion in 1980. However, it's possible that there is some gas-rich magma that's recharging this source, and that as this eruption progresses, eventually we will tap that gas-rich area, and that could lead to an explosion.
At the same time, Poland says he wouldn't be surprised if the eruption suddenly ends. A 5-mile radius around the mountain remains closed to the public and commercial air traffic. For NPR News, I'm Lee Garnett.